and I see what I see. I look into the mirror, what I see is me. I'm a player, a winner, an unrepentant sinner. And if you mess with me, I'll eat you for dinner. There are those that rule and those that serve, but I'm the boss, baby, cause I got the nerve to take what I want, to take what I need. Cut your foot, sucker, and I'll make you bleed. And you don't stop, because life's a bitch, and this I know. Don't misunderstand me, or then you'll go to your grave in a rocket with nothing in your pocket. And if you got a gun, you better not cock it, cause then you'll die, and that I know. The rest of you away will blow, and you will spend eternity praying to God that you never met me. Explode. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Bitch.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from a blustery, frustery wasteland. That was Explode from Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. And this is the worst little podcast in the world. I am your host, Mr. Ruido Round. Ha ha ha. I'm filling in for the Reverend Roy Dowd. But we got Nick Ramirez back in the studio. We also got Bobo and Anthony from Seal Shooter.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
How you doing there, peoples? Ha ha ha. It's been about a year since you heard this voice. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Rudio!
Yeah.
Rudio.
Nick is in a play right now, Sex, Drugs, Rock and Roll. You can catch it at Good Luck Macbeth Theater tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week for its final weekend performances. And we were just reminded that our last show that we did, Tooth of Crime, closed 1 year ago. Yesterday, today, depending on if you go by the day or the date.
Or Facebook, right?
Right. Facebook memories told me that it was done today, so it must be true, right?
I don't post shit till like way after.
Like 3 weeks later, a year.
Yeah. So who knows? But yeah, it was about this time.
But hey, Nick.
Hey.
Nice to have you back on the show, buddy.
Hey, all you out there. How's it going?
It was sad without you.
Really?
Actually, I didn't have enough things to say, and you you were a big missing part of the show, man.
I listened to last week's show.
I run out of things to say.
I think
you're
I want my
here.
Money back. Just kidding. No, it was really good.
It was really good, huh?
It was good. I like that show.
Shot through the heart, Nick.
I didn't listen to the week before yet, but I'll get to it. I wasn't on it.
Yeah, right. So you don't see those are the ones I do listen to. I don't listen to any of the ones I'm actually on.
You just listen
to fire and forget. I do a show, I walk away.
You'll
exactly.
Never know what you did wrong, so you don't want to do it again.
No, I do improve by when people tell me when it sucks.
So be sure and tell Rory that
and
he sucks.
And so far, most of the time, nobody does, so my shit smells like roses.
Dig.
Thank you, sweetheart. She's my supporter.
Allegedly.
Hey.
I'm really stoked that Bobo could come in.
Yeah.
Very excited to be here, guys. This is way cool.
Thanks for popping into
and
the
Anthony.
Studio. You guys have been around at least about as long as us.
Let's hear Anthony so people know what his voice sounds like.
Oh, hey, how's it going, everybody?
Hey.
Hey.
Welcome to the studio, Anthony.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, I bet he and Chewy agree on some things about girls.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Whoa. Wow. No, not that one. The other
He's
one.
Right out the gate.
Whatever.
About the hairy triangle.
Oh, no. I was going
to. Rick was going somewhere else entirely with that.
I stuck my dick in it and nothing happened.
Oh,
do you guys know Chewy? Chewy's our third partner in this mess,
no,
but
I
he goes
met
off
Chewy
and
yet.
Works.
I heard about him, yeah.
He's a good dude. He's a really good dude. Yeah.
He's pretty funny. So we get to hear him.
He likes rubbing on stone with men in tunnels
for money.
But he was a little
for
feminine.
Money. Yeah, well, a little. Mostly not. We do call him Chewbacca.
If you're listening, Chewie, it's Rory. It's not me.
No, it's totally Nick. It's Rick, Chewie. Come on now.
Well, they're all fucking high.
As long as you're not the highest thing there, then it's not going to hit you.
1, 2, 3, not it.
Damn.
Welcome to the show, you guys. I'm surprised it hasn't been sooner, but I'm glad to have you here.
Thank
it's
you for having me.
Make
this
your
this
acquaintance.
Is cool, man.
Hell yeah.
This is way cool.
How's your winter, end of winter, beginning of spring? It's the vernal equinox this past weekend.
I was hoping to go fishing today.
That didn't happen.
No,
oh!
Yeah. Man, we in the bathroom and spank it a couple
tidbit
times.
Nipply.
This guy got me up at 4:30 in the morning.
To what, go get tail?
To go get fishing.
Oh, fishing. Oh, okay.
Fish tails.
At fish tails, right?
Yeah.
It was that big.
Yeah.
Face!
Did you guys go fishing? Or
yeah, we went. We were on the water at 5:30 in the morning, man.
Where at?
At a pyramid.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
Little boat far out?
Went yesterday.
Catch anything?
Yeah, caught a couple.
You can't catch shit off the shore at Pyramid.
Yeah, you can.
Everybody knows that.
Dude, he caught like a 6-pounder, dude.
Did you?
I did.
Fuck.
I got pictures.
Do you guys do waders or just on the shore? Okay.
So you have to get in the water.
Yeah, you get in the water, but I'm still on the shore technically.
Right. Naysayer. But you're not like shore.
And you know, Pyramid.
Because that's where you're not going to catch anything from if your feet are dry.
Never.
Exactly. No way.
And fuck it. And Pyramid's warmer than Tahoe.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
Chewy.
Nice drug.
Allegedly.
Right.
It was great because that's really what he was talking about when he said that.
It's got my pee in it, and I'm not Indian. Now you got a little Indian in you.
Was that what that parasite was? No, no, I've never gotten any parasites from Pyramid.
Nope, no.
I love that lake.
No, that not just from comes Pyramid. From Shays.
Yeah.
From Shays bathroom. Worst little podcast ding.
I got parasites, one living with a midget.
So I take it you've been out in Reno past midnight.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
Yes, sir.
Once, twice, that I remember.
Exactly. Were you out this past weekend?
What did I do this week?
The Shames had a pretty awesome show at Shays. Just speaking of Shays, I remember about 2 songs, and I know I was there for the whole set. I must have had a good time.
Sounds like St. Patrick's Day.
No, yeah. I was actually in on St. Patty's. I heard it was nuts, though.
It was nuts, though, dude. We were trying to do a play next door, and we just knew, you know.
Yeah.
The audience, I mean, the people over there next door partying were kind of part of the show.
Well, it is called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Right. You are next to Shays. It does lend a certain amount of brick wall ambiance.
Yeah, and they were just playing rock over there. They don't, you know, so that worked.
Cool.
Hard rock, you know. But every once in a while, too, though, somebody would throw in a, you know, like one of those obscure, you know, like being Rickrolled, for instance, or something, you know? And over at Shays, where everybody just, somebody does it like a bomb, you know?
Yeah.
Just do it to fuck with people. So, anyway. But yeah, it was loud in the theater. That was crazy, dude. Bikes everywhere. Fucking.
Nice.
Fun. Some crazy shit happened. We went there out for the after party. For the play next door to see Delmar with Bud and them. And so, like, a big shout out to Nicole and Bud, and I hope everything's cool, because after the gig, she was crossing, this Bud's wife Nicole was crossing the fucking street, and apparently got hit by a car or something.
Dude. Holy shit.
So, thoughts and prayers with them. She's okay.
Yeah.
She didn't get hurt real bad. I mean, at least that's
okay.
What I don't really know from the story someone told me.
We'll try to see if we can't. If you get a status update next week, it means it's awful. If we don't say anything, I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Funny story, about 2 weeks ago, Robert got hit by a car.
I did get hit by
a car. Yeah? No shit. That's right.
Out in front of Sutton, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
We've got a sales guy at work who, since like December 1st, has been, as a pedestrian, hit by a car twice.
Oh my God! Wow. People, you got
like just getting clipped and
don't
stuff.
Don't hit people and people walking. Be careful. What the fuck?
Well, my buddy at work admittedly said he was very drunk.
Don't hang out with him.
Stumbling into said path of traffic. One of the occasions. The other, he was actually in a crosswalk.
Damn. Yeah, when you're in a crosswalk, dude.
There's no reason. People. Yeah.
Even if the light's green, I don't give
but
a fuck.
Still, but what? Still, fucking open your eyes and look when you're walking into the street.
Right.
Like, yeah. the remember when we were kids and they were like, they remember
look
I remember
both
it being,
fucking ways.
It was driven into my head. You never step off the sidewalk without looking both ways. As a driver, everybody, I live right by the college. They just stumble out into the street staring at their phone. They don't even glance.
Rick, that's the influence of California.
Jesus Christ. Open your fucking eyes or you're going to die. Like, you know, I have right of way. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
no, you know.
Know.
What if I'm not paying attention?
Right. I don't, you know, like, it doesn't matter if the pedestrian has right of way when all of your legs are shattered.
Yeah,
fuck. But I have the right of way.
And, oh, my God, you're going to win all of this insurance money that I didn't have that good of a coverage plan to pay out on and go ahead bleed a stone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're gonna get 25 grand. Whoopty fucking do. You can't walk.
You know, yeah. You know what's better than a bunch of court money? Not being crippled.
Right.
Getting hit by a car is not a profession.
Yeah.
Hey, Baba, what's the follow-up on what happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh, I was walking out of this office, and this dude was parked on the curb on my left-hand side, and the guy was pulling out past me like he was leaving. So I checked for traffic over on my right side. No traffic. I step out, look for traffic. I go to take another step, and that fucking car was in reverse, and the old bastard hit me.
Like, oh, wow.
I rolled like 6 feet, 7 feet.
And then he didn't want to give you the information.
I got up and went back to work.
Wow. And he didn't want to have to give it up?
Yeah, he said it was my fault. He was like, dude, you didn't use a crosswalk. And I'm not giving you my insurance information.
Well, it doesn't matter if what happened. You like, still got to.
You were fucking driving vehicle. In reverse. Like, you should have seen me. Like, but,
wow.
Yeah, I just got up and went to work. Nothing happened. I mean, his bumper actually looked pretty fucked up.
But you, you filed the report and everything, right?
Yeah, I filed a police report. So turned in his plates and everything. Haven't heard anything back.
Hmm. That's fucked up, dude.
Well, at least you're able to get up and walk away.
Yeah.
For real.
Really, I'm lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
That's enough to not be too pissed off about getting hit.
Yeah, and you don't feel too bad?
No whiplash,
I'm 100%.
No
like,
awesome. Good.
Just got nailed by a car, got up and kept going, nothing wrong.
Well, I mean.
Monster.
100% is relative when it comes to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Did you go see a doctor yet?
Yeah.
Well, then none of this that you're saying right now counts until you see a doctor.
No, I did.
All right. Well, hey, let's have some music. Let's see what you guys brought for us today.
Oh, shit. All right, we're going to do a rock song. It's about getting high and running from the police.
I think some of our audience might know a thing or two about that.
All right. One, two, ready, damn. Rolling them up and throwing them back, burning straight through this 40 sack. 2 a.m. too proud again, no last calls in the county pen. Started out tonight with good intentions. Now old Johnny Law's trying to do me in. Forget about wine, where's the moonshine? Spinning my wheels, puffing sunshine. In trouble again, but I don't mind. Having one hell of a high time, yeah. Biding my time for the county line, running in a gun and just trying to stay alive. Gun shooter and a switchblade knife, a jacked up Chevy with four-wheel drive. And if they catch up, I'll take the mountains high. Vagabonds on the run and the cops with the guns and the tearing up the countryside. Forget about wine, where's the moonshine? Spinning my wheels, puffing sunshine. In trouble again, but I don't mind. Having one hell of a high time, girl. Go get 'em, boy.
sunshine. Spinning my wheels, puffing sunshine. In trouble again, but I don't mind. Having one hell of a high time, yeah.
Woo!
Nice!
Damn!
Yeah. Oh, yeah!
Damn, Sam, smoking. That's some nice guitar work there on both your ends.
Oh, thanks, man.
Ooh, that song was terrible.
Zombo.
Zombo doesn't like...
He doesn't like a lot of music.
He doesn't like good music. He likes... except the Cramps. He likes the Cramps.
I want to point something out, because my daughter's left-handed, and so are you, Anthony. And, all right, so you just have a regular guitar, or you just strung upside down, correct?
Yeah, this one's just strung upside down.
Should I just do that for her instead of spending the time trying to find a left-handed guitar?
Is she just starting to learn?
Yes.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, just get a three-quarter size and string it upside down.
Get her something easy to play.
Yeah.
You know, you can string an acoustic up upside down. You can string, you know, for mine, I got my first acoustic when I was 4.
Okay.
But I didn't get my first electric until I was 9. And my dad, you know, the music teacher that we had in Lodi wanted me to learn right-handed. He said it wasn't going to be worth my time to learn left-handed, and I'd never find any guitars that I wanted.
You shouldn't play to your strengths.
Yeah, you know blah, 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 blah. My dad was like, well, Jimi Hendrix plays left-handed. And he goes, well, Jimi Hendrix is Jimi Hendrix. And he goes, okay. So for my 9th birthday, he bought me a right-handed Strat and strung it upside down like Jimi Hendrix.
Just like Jimi Hendrix.
And I played that guitar, you know, for years. And I didn't get my first left-handed guitar till I was 17.
Okay. When so you would, like, drop some money yourself on a guitar.
Yeah. So, you know, if she's just starting out, go ahead and start her with that. Get her, you know, maybe a 3/4 size guitar.
Yeah.
Something easy for her to play.
So, it'll fit her size.
You know, and plus, you know,
But I didn't want to force her to learn how to play right-handed because she's so much better. Exactly. She doesn't like doing
it. It's all about comfort. You know what I mean? You don't want to be awkward, you know, like.
And does being left-handed make you feel awkward a lot?
Sometimes.
Well, I like it that way.
Not being able to reach stuff on the top shelf makes it awkward, but, you know.
Well, that's just because you're short.
Yeah, that's true. Robert, see, the problem is Robert sold out. He's left-handed.
Learned to
he
play
bought the lie. He doesn't want to be like Jimi Hendrix. Fuck that faggot.
So you guys are both left-handed?
Can you play either way?
No.
Okay.
No, I feel.
You can only play
I
right.
I feel totally retarded backwards. I do everything right-handed except for write with a pencil and stuff.
Oh, Robert, you got to talk right into your
yourself?
Mic.
Oh, okay.
That's driving me nuts.
Every
time you turn your head, it sounds
that's
weird.
That's left-handed, too? Is the right hand the stranger?
Yeah.
Well, you got to sit on it till it goes numb first. That helps.
Well, no, but when it's the non-dominant hand, it's awkward like somebody who doesn't know you that well.
It feels weird, yeah.
Will I demonstrate?
Later, will you jack me off with your left hand?
I bet that'll feel different.
Yeah.
Like a stranger, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a stranger.
We'll give you a blindfold so you can pretend it's not me.
And then Jack,
you can
with your
pretend
right hand.
It's fake Rick.
I'll tell you what the difference is.
Fake Rick.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, that's the intern's name. He's fake Rick.
Yeah, because we got two Ricks. You know.
Yeah.
We have another intern that I wasn't aware of till tonight.
No, that would be correct. Rick, you want to...
Did you guys name
him? Yeah, no, we haven't named Tom.
He
we
hasn't even been
Tom.
Acknowledged.
Yeah, we've hardly talked about it at all, I think. Did we mention it on...
Okay, well, let's keep it that. We'll talk about him next
week. He got dressed up and everything.
Kiss ass.
Yeah, yeah, he totally had a tie.
Fake Rick and kiss ass.
But I was listening to the Bee Gees' Greatest Hits when he got here, and that tie really worked.
See, kiss ass. Kiss ass. He's like, he's spying on your house. He's figuring out what you're listening to and dressing accordingly. Yeah.
Tom is sassy.
You should start, like, listening to some, I don't know, like, 80s Norwegian death metal and see what he shows up like.
Just see how it works.
I don't know.
Just saying. Okay. It was a thought.
Like Children of the Bodom.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to issue a decree since he is the brand new intern.
He has to give me lap dances?
No, that was two interns ago. No, this time he has to wear a radically different costume outfit every week. He has to dress up, but it can never be the same style.
Okay.
Right. Never wear the same clothes.
Right. And next time it just can't be this like the smart casual. Like he could come sometime like business casual in a polo and khakis. Another time as a bondage slave.
Yeah, bathing suit and space helmet.
Yeah, and space helmet. That'd be perfectly acceptable.
Do you have a clown costume?
But you have to dress up differently every week now.
Aw, face.
Face faggot.
Kiss ass.
And you have to call fake Rick, sir.
Has higher seniority.
He does. Yeah.
He was here before you.
That's right.
He's been here twice as long as you, at least.
2 weeks.
It's way more fun when your interns are grown adults and you can just take them behind the barn and shoot them like that.
Yeah.
Find them, fail them, fuck them, forget them.
Whoa. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That's what Rick does with other queers.
So,
is that Rick?
Back to Bobbo.
The guests.
The guests.
Fuck our
interns. A big reason, you know, a year, some months ago when I first started working at Reno Carson, former sponsor of the show.
Hey, hey, hey.
RenoCarsonMessenger.com. Anyway, when we started working there, you were getting ready to go on to American Idol.
Yeah.
No shit.
So I want to hear about, tell me the pre-story about how you got, you know,
how
the auditions and all that stuff, and then go into the
So that year we drove to Colorado in a crazy ass snowstorm for America's Got Talent.
You and Anthony?
Yeah, us and the band, and we got sent home packing. And then I signed up for The Voice and went down to L.A. and I sang some more rock stuff, and I got sent home packing. And then I found out American Idol was just down the street in Reno, and I thought.
Yeah, that was just last summer.
I'm gonna try playing some dumbass pop country song just to see. And I sang a Zach Brown song, which, you know, I love him. It wasn't that bad, but, you know, poppy ass country.
Right, right.
And I made it through.
Hey,
I think
there was
12,000 auditions, or no, 5,000 auditions, and they gave out 12 tickets.
Sometimes it's about what the material you choose is.
One of 12
the right audition.
After you get through that, they actually tell you straight up, like, unless you're playing music that's 5 years relevant, like to now, you're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
I mean, unless you really make it towards the end of the show and you want to make a statement by singing like an Etta James classic or something, but.
You got to be something like, in the popular consciousness.
We are geared towards pop listeners.
Something that draws people that are listening to what's on the radio now.
Like, we all hate pop, but the rest of the world doesn't agree with us.
Yeah. Right.
Right. That's why it's pop.
The original show was called Pop Idol, and it was from England.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was a.
And they brought it over here. They're like, "Oh fuck that!"
What's
American.
His name? The angry British
Simon.
Guy. That was Simon's whole deal that he created over there. The American Idol was the import because it was it was pop idol to begin with.
So he made it over there and brought it to us.
Yeah,
well, yeah. They got
talking vice about versa. Making bank. Oh yeah, no, that's where he stayed. That was a BBC production,
from what I understand.
Wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they have Britain's Got Talent. They've got the British version of X Factor. Everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. The BBC actually has initiated quite a lot of that kind of contemporary variety show programming that you see out there.
British version of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Well, that came first, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They just rinse and repeat it.
This worked well over here. Americans will eat this shit up.
I guess it's slightly better than making movies from stuff that came out 40 years ago.
Or movies that came out 10 years ago.
Right.
Like remake of that movie you saw last Christmas.
Yeah.
Not a sequel, but a remake.
Running short on ideas.
So after you play the song, and who was the judges?
Well, in Reno, they were just talent agents. They were just
first round.
Some scouts chilling at a desk, and you came up, sang a song, verse and chorus. And then they'd tell you to sing without your guitar, verse and chorus.
Uh-huh.
And then I went through that, and the next audition was going to be in Kansas City, and they had 3 days of auditions to start. So, like, the first day, you did another thing, a normal audition. Second day, you did producer. That same day, you did executive producer rounds. And if you made it through that, then you got to sing for the celebrities.
Okay.
And I got to sing in front of J-Lo and Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. That was
rad.
It was really neat.
Damn.
I was really scared.
They filmed that?
Yes. Oh yeah, they filmed everything, man. Like, it was weird. You're standing outside in line and somebody comes up with a camera and says, "I don't know if you knew this, but everybody here is from all over the place in the country. Why don't you guys just have a normal conversation
Just have a normal conversation about how everybody's from everywhere else. And then they hook you up with mics and shit. And they're like, okay, make sure you don't stand anywhere. Here's your mark. They put a little like thingy on the ground. You
make
know?
This really natural.
And they're like, be really natural. Stand on this cross that's on the ground and don't move a muscle. And so we're standing there like,
hit your light.
So it's really weird how there's all these people from everywhere.
Very not. Yeah.
Really not normal at all.
Everybody saying the same thing around you. You're like, am I in a Fellini movie? Yeah.
We were all kind of like, it was weird, man. They tried to like improvise normal situations. Like they had you in the regular room the next day. And they took us all, and they, like, all of a sudden, all these camera crew guys are bringing in this, like, wraparound sofa, set it down in the middle of the room, and they called out, like, six or seven names. And so me and six or seven other people go and sit down, and they're like, all right, guys, let's jam. Let's just jam a song, you know? And it's like,
they have no idea how music works.
I know. I mean, if you play at all, like, you go to jam with a guy because you know he plays, and sometimes you walk out of there like, oh, God, like...
What happened?
Yeah, you know, even though we don't even know
the same songs in common, click, you know? Yeah.
But it turns out the guy you're with like is really into diminished chords or something. Like,
well, his
fucking thing is all like in a different key, or
you could both be totally badass and just not like each other, you know? Like, anyways,
yeah, I've never seen that happen at an open mic.
So it's
anywhere.
Really like banging. Like they're asking you to have sex with somebody right in front of everybody, and what if like your parts don't line up good, or they're into bondage
on a couch with four other people watching?
Yeah, the guy opens up with a blues bar. I fucked a goal. You're like, oh, I would not have said that. I would not have gone there.
I don't think they'll use this footage.
Delete. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
You said dick jokes, so.
No, hey, yeah, bring it. It's great.
Okay. So after the what happens next?
Okay, so I made it through.
Yeah, how did you lose?
I made it through all the producer and executive producer rounds and then got to sing in front of the celebrities. Keith Urban said yes. Harry Connick Jr. was a complete ass. He was like, look, man. We're looking for talent up here, and you're down here somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're Reno famous.
He gave you that.
Yeah, he was like, I have to say no. I don't want you in this competition. I don't think you have what it takes. And then J-Lo, like, had the ticket. I sang Keep Me In Mind. So when I first got in there, they were like, you know, Keith was like, you're going to sing a song for us? And I was like, well, I'm going to sing Jennifer a song. And then that second, I got hella nervous. I was like, what the hell did I just do? Yeah. Like, why did I have to single her out? She got all like...
All right, special.
So I sang Keep Me In Mind by Zac Brown to her, you know, keep me in mind. And at the end of it, she's twirling her ticket. And she goes, you know what, Robert? I'm going to keep you in mind. And she holds out the ticket, you know, all corny.
Yeah.
I take the ticket and it's like, shit, it's on. I'm going to Hollywood Week, you know. And I bought a wardrobe. I went home after all that because I've made it through the whole ordeal in Kansas. And I go home and... get a week's worth of wardrobe, you know, grand later, start figuring out what I'm going to do. And literally, I swear to God, 3 days before I'm going to get on a plane to fly down there, they hit me up and they, you know, and I'm not a bad father. I mean, my son's here now, you know, like I see him all the time. I haven't missed a support payment in 5 years, but they called me up and they said, hey.
He's not actually here, you people listening.
He's there. Yeah, he's not here. He's like listening. Reno. Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking like this.
He's in my house.
He's in the
closet.
We don't do this in front of children, right, Riku?
We taped his eyes open and nailed him to the door so he could watch and listen. No, just kidding. Anyways, so they call me up and they go, look, dude, you've got arrears. Like, unless you can pay those off, you can't be on the show.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, I haven't missed a payment in 6 years. Like, seriously, I haven't missed. I don't have it paid off, but obviously I'm trying. And they were like, sorry, man, unless you can pay that off, we can't bring you. We just canceled your plane tickets.
So somewhere along, it just shows that you didn't pay something? It's on a record somewhere?
Well, they do a background check. I forgot to add this part. After I sang for J-Lo and stuff, you stay for about 6 hours. You have to talk to a psychiatrist. You have to take a 500-question personality test. And some of those questions, 500 questions, seriously.
Yeah.
Some of those questions are like, I hear demons sometimes. You know, I hear voices, yes or no. You know, like, I agree, I strongly agree, or I disagree.
And you know, a part of you wanted to say, yeah.
Just to do it.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're demons, but I
hear them.
You know, I hear them and I lock the door and the shotgun's under my pillow. The whole thing was just weird, you know, and then they just dropped me, and it wasn't a performance thing, you know, it was just a, hey, you're a bad dad, which isn't true, and then they cut the cord.
We knew another musician from Reno who made it through to actually being there for dress rehearsal.
Molly Seals, right?
No, Dane.
The guy from Merkin.
Dane from Merkin.
Yeah, I know Dane.
That's Dane right there. he made it to like dress rehearsal for The Voice, and basically because of permanent things on his Facebook page, like political statement-y kind of stuff, it was a little too radical.
Wait, I've had deep conversations with Dane. There's no way he passed that quiz. that 1,000-word "Do you hear voices?" thing.
Yeah.
He had to lie through that whole thing to even
get
past
he
that.
Tests well. He tests well, my friend. They came up to him in the dressing room at dress rehearsal and said, "We got to cut you from the show."
It was just like I hope somebody kills George Bush or
no, it was just too radical liberal idea. He probably said, "Hey, feeding the homeless is good." You know, and it was just a little too risque for them.
Yeah.
Well,
not that they, like, really pull any punches when they talk politics on the internet.
Band's named after one of those loincloth things that go over your.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pubic wig. Pubic wig. Yes.
So that might be a little edgy for those guys.
Yeah, that could have been it, too. But, So, I mean, they're a lot. You have to fit into such a narrow. Mm-hmm. Mold of what they want to groom a rock star into being. They want you to maybe have had certain experiences. Whatever. They don't care. Do you sound good today? Is your face marketable? You know,
it's a shallow concept what they're running for.
Yeah.
And they need a little golden goose child.
And really, when was the last time anybody who won any of those actually did anything of any real success or
importance?
You're
crowned the king of pop wannabes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is.
After the
right?
first five seasons, you've kind of trolled over America quite heavily.
Carrie Underwood.
Same thing with America's Next Top Model. I mean, some of these girls have no business being out from under that rock they found them.
Who's that guy that just won? And he's suing the crap out of them because they cut a record and they put it on the shelf and then they never sent him on tour, you know? And he's like, they basically have a couple people that are their front runners on their label. And then anybody else that wins gets shelved, and you get to go on your American Idol tour once a year.
If you catch, if that one single they release catches on, well, hey, maybe you'll be the next cash cow. But yeah, otherwise they don't care.
No, it's about money. It's not about you.
Yeah,
at all.
I think Kelly Clarkson's attractive.
And then you're stuck in a contract for 5 years.
Yeah.
And you can't produce or make any of your own stuff for a long time.
I signed a contract that said I had to take all my music off the internet.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't play. I couldn't play live anywhere. I couldn't talk about the show.
Yeah.
I had to make my whole family, immediate family, sign a document that said they wouldn't talk about anything I told them or they would be held responsible for $1 million in damages and up.
Yeah, like the cost of the production of a season of the show, basically, is what that is the writer for in the contract.
God,
yeah,
Jesus,
yeah, it's
so fuck. Just stay in Reno and play your shitty music, you know?
Exactly.
That's
fucking
it. Have a life and don't be. Yeah, you're signing
of that,
up to be owned before you're worth anything. Like fuck them.
Yeah, you're signing up to sit in a pet's cage.
Yeah, basically. Damn. Well, speaking of that, let's hear some shitty Reno music.
Just for the record, fellas, I don't think your music's shitty.
That was like you plural. Right.
It doesn't sound like a dog getting beat with a dead baby or anything.
You're getting close.
you almost have something.
I heard Harry Connick Jr. said you suck, so go ahead and play.
He totally did.
That guy's such a faggot.
Well, it's not like we're making Christmas music like he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought his last album. He blows.
Dirty cocksucker.
Hey, honey. Oh.
I feel like I want my money back.
Honey.
You call it.
That's her favorite word these days.
Sue Ray-Bans. We'll save the other two. One, two, ready, and... walking down the highway, flying thumbs, looking to get to anywhere, anywhere fast. Jingling the short change in my pocket, she's the one that shortchanged me. The high cost of breathing in her space has me kicking rocks all the way down the interstate. And I got my Ray-Bans on, everything I need's on my back. With every step I take, I'm stepping further from the past. Gonna light one up and take a drag. She's my setting sun, the only thing that I fail to keep. And it's my face she'll never see when the sun comes up tomorrow. Old beat up pickup truck says getting back. Where you headed to, headed to? Said I gotta get there. This ride's plenty fast to get anywhere, anywhere, man. And I got my Ray-Bans on, everything I need's on my back. With every step I take, I'm stepping further from the past. Gonna light one up and take a drag. She's my setting sun, the only thing that I failed to keep. And it's my face she'll never see when the sun comes up tomorrow. Every step I take, I'm stepping further from the past. Gonna light one up and take a drag. She's my setting sun, the only thing that I fail to keep. And it's my face she'll never see when the sun comes up tomorrow. Got my Ray-Bans on. Got my Ray-Bans on. Take it away, it's wrong.
Speaking nice. Of bad pop country.
Yeah, that was cool though. Did you call him Troll in the middle of that?
Twan.
Twan.
Twan. Yeah. You know.
Out of the way, Peck.
He does kind of look like he'd fit under a bridge.
Shut up.
How long have you guys been playing together?
Oh shit! I showed up on his doorstep when I was like 13, and I said, "You're gonna be
no." It was sick. It was 16. He acted like he was 13, but
where was this? In Reno?
No, it was in Susanville. Actually, I just moved to Susanville from out from the Delta, and I walked in an open mic one night, and his aunt. He was in a band with his aunt, and she walked in and was like, "Hey, I want another guitar player. You want a job?" And I was like, "Sure, Susanville. I don't have anything else to do."
Play some guitar.
And so I went and I tried out for this band, ended up getting the job, and boy, did he hate me.
Yeah, I was the lead guitar player before he came. And then he was the lead guitar player.
And so, it was our friendship was a little rough and rocky right off the bat. And finally, finally warmed up to each other and started writing our own tunes. And, I mean, we basically, it was every weekend or, in every afternoon, sitting at my parents' house writing tunes and, and going to open mics and, doing whatever we could do.
Sexually.
So you guys have known each other a pretty long time.
Huh? Yeah, we started in 2003. Okay.
Yeah. So.
And so, we went on separate paths for a couple years. We went and did our own things. Went and toured with other bands.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. And then you got any bands that we would know about? Huh? Any other bands we know about? Are they all Susanville bands?
No, I was living in Chico at the time.
Oh, a lot of bands from Chico. And it was college town, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, he had moved back to Susanville, and then he called me one day and he goes, "Hey, man, I'm gonna move to Reno. And I'm going to record an album." And I was like, "Well, I'm just drinking my life away in Chico. Might as well do it in Reno where I can play some music."
Hey, good fucking decision.
Drink 24 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when we first started out, we were supposed to be here for 6 months. Gave ourselves a 6-month time limit.
And this is 2002?
And this was 2006.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's 2016.
Okay.
I love this city.
Reno is rad.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? It's basically a lot of people look down on it, but I mean it's a traveling hub. A lot of touring bands have to come through here.
Right?
You know what I mean? And if people just understand that, the city gets a bad rap. But if you go to any bar on a Friday or Saturday night, there's a band playing. There's a band playing somewhere. You can find something.
Too.
You know,
back in the 90s, it wasn't like that. There was maybe a couple bars that would let bands play.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Some once in a blue moon, you get something over at like UNR, at like Little Waldorf and their touring band.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
the Little Wall was the place
Lawler
to play.
Lawler Event Center, and that was all you had.
Back in, the Arch days, you'd have Oleander, or you'd have, a
I
big
played
band.
With them.
Did you play with Oleander?
Yeah.
Yeah,
cool
we
guys.
Played we
cool
play with them at the Knitting Factory.
From Sacramento.
Super cool guys. Super nice. It's just so funny to me, and everybody, you go to Chico, there's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? There used to be the college party scene, and that's really about it. And that's fun.
Sure.
That's great. It's great to go out and get hammered with your buddies, and then you can't even play your guitar by the end of the night.
Right. And at house parties.
That has never happened to me here once. I'm lying. That has happened to me quite a few times. it's a cool place. We've met a lot of cool bands. When the Knitting Factory opened up, it really opened the doors for a lot of bands. Our first, very, very, very first show in Reno was probably 2004.
At the Satellite.
No, it was 2004 at Archaic.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't live here yet, right?
No, we didn't live here yet.
You just came in.
The Archaic.
And the underground.
Rick, you used to go there, right?
Yeah.
Seriously, I think you just made my
And the poetry night there was the spiritual successor to the one I had been running over at Java and Esoteric right before that.
Yeah.
And then
it was all the same cats.
And then we had the joy of our second metal show, because we were, trying to do the heavy metal thing at the time.
Uh-huh.
Was it Knuckleheads?
And yeah.
Oh, man. And we were like,
I know, right?
18, 19 playing it. And we're like, this is what we get to look forward to
for the rest of your lives.
Yeah. But,
we
then,
often ask
welcome
people
to being a professional musician.
When we
what's
moved,
their worst place? And that name comes up quite a bit. It's the worst place to play.
And then when we moved to town, everybody at the underground, they started throwing us some good shows. Like we played with Rev Theory there. We were Hailstorm's direct support at the underground, and then 104.5 kind of stepped in and started helping us out. 105.7 started helping us out.
Yeah, still showed us had a name, man.
And so,
I mean, you still do.
Yeah, but you know, and
it was really busy for a while.
Yeah, you know, and it's yeah. we've all.
I
kinda,
heard about you when I went to work here. I'm in Still Shut. I'm all. I know who they are.
Like, totally. Well, I, you know, you guys moved here and were playing here by what 2006? You're saying
yeah.
or so.
Yeah.
I moved away from town in 2007. I was living in Louisiana for 2.5 years, and I knew who you guys were.
Oh, shit.
Everybody I knew saw you and talked about you.
Yeah, you know, and it's our music has evolved. I mean, tenfold. As you kind of come into your own sound, you know, we started out wanting to be, you know, Iron Maiden and, you know, just shred everybody's faces off. And it just wasn't our personality. It's just because, you know, when we finally started, because we grew up playing classic rock and blues and country and, you know, real rootsy type music. And then you kind of, once you really come into your own sound and once, you know, Robert and I just have been, Robert especially, has been just honing his songwriting and, you know, writing. And once you come into your own sound, you know, and what's cool about a lot of the people that have been following us, they've been really receptive to it, you know.
Nice.
And then it's like, oh, you guys are kind of getting into the country music realm? Saw that one coming.
Yeah.
they take one look at Robert and go, yeah, he's a bumpkin. I can see that right now.
Did you celebrate?
Yeehaw!
Did you celebrate 316 and give out beer, drink beers, and give out stunners?
What's 316?
316 Day,
Stone Cold Steve Austin Day.
Yeah, oh. Exactly. Drink beers and give out stunners.
I usually celebrate a month later on the 20th.
I see.
Oh,
said the blind man to the deaf mute.
Yeah. Right on.
Well, I think it's about that time, don't you, Rick?
Let's do it.
It's about that time of the show. Rick?
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Jeez, try to be a little faster next time, old man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask our guests a series of uncomfortable, awkward, and maybe titillating questions. Are you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, the Kool-Aid Man is also joining the quiz this week. All right. Bobbo, my first question is going to be for you. How many books do you own? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100?
A couple hundred.
All right. And what was the last book you read?
I'm actually reading Pluto's Recollection of Atlantis right now.
Oh, who's the author on that?
Pluto.
Pluto?
Plato yeah. or Pluto?
Plato, boom.
Okay.
Not Pluto.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
You're welcome. Oh.
I didn't know dogs could write.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know cartoon dogs and that.
I'm picturing the planet.
I'm like, Plutarch, Plato. Oh, Plato, yeah.
Plato. Oh.
For a minute, you almost sounded really smart.
I know, I just ruined it.
You have access to books written by Greek gods?
Yes.
Anthony, same double question to you, sir. How many books do you own?
Probably 10 or 15.
Okay. And what was the last
Robert,
one?
Oh, Robert, you're already
read?
Looking better.
Actually, right now, I'm right in the middle of the Heroin Diaries.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
I've
Who's
heard of that.
Who's that by?
Nikki Sixx.
I thought so.
You know, honestly, that's one of the.
I heard of that.
I read Slash's book. I read Steven Tyler's book.
Yeah.
I have both of those. And then I got into the Heroin Diaries. And sometimes I have to put it down just because I'm going to have nightmares.
Wow,
you know,
a little too really
it's,
real.
It's dark.
Yeah,
like I mean, the book starts out with the first journal entry is Nikki Sixx. He locked himself in his closet with a shotgun, waiting for his dealer to show up. And he hears a knock on the door. He doesn't know if it's the cops or his dealer, and he's like, "Well, I might as well shoot both of them." It's stuff.
Wow.
It's brutal. It's a whole. It's. But prior to that, it was The Princess Bride.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Huh. Soften the blow a little. You're going to have to read it again to get the taste of that out of your mouth. Let's see. Next question is going to be, in all of history, Anthony, who would you start a fist fight with?
Who would I start a fist fight with?
Start a fist fight.
Oh, man, that's a...
Take your pick. Anybody.
Sorry.
Historical figure, somebody from your own life, anything.
You know, honestly, I don't. That's a tough one.
Oh, you know? If you pass, you don't get shit. You get a zero.
We could come back to him, Bobo.
Yeah,
do you have one?
Huh? Right. I have somebody recent right now. I think Ted Cruz is one creepy son of a bitch. He's like a choir boy toucher or something,
Zodiac.
Man. Like,
there's some points there.
I just can't stand to even look at the guy.
There's some good points for that.
Okay, I got one.
All right.
Actually, I was so mad yesterday while we were fishing because the guy next to me that was fishing in the spot I was in 5 minutes prior hooked one. And I was really mad about it, and I'd probably start a fist fight with him right now.
That's
the guy fishing.
That's a really good answer. I like that a lot.
It's
a good
one. Fuck that cat.
In all of history, he's all that guy fishing.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Bob, what was the first album you ever bought?
Elvis Presley's All Shook Up or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Going back a little bit.
That was the first CD I ever had.
You're a young man for that. Anthony, same question to you.
Actually, it was the Eagles' Hell Freezes Over.
Okay. All
you
right.
know, my I saw the DVD, or not the DVD, it was actually on VHS at the time. And I just thought it was the coolest thing, so I had my mom take me out and buy that. And shortly after that, once I started getting into it, my dad just started flooding me with all kinds of different albums.
Oh, but if you like this, you'll like this.
Oh, yeah, and I wore that. Cool. I seriously wore that album out.
Right on. Good. Both good answers. Like, surprisingly good answers for young men. What was the first rock show you ever went to?
First rock show I ever went to?
Like, concert. Like, rock concert, not just, like, basement show.
Like, mainstream or, like, friends bands?
Rock show, like big rock stadium show.
Yeah, that rock. It would be
first time you bought something through Ticketmaster.
That was that Skynyrd.
Skynyrd.
Yeah,
the reunion tour where the first place they played was Reno.
Where it was at the Hilton Amphitheater.
Yeah,
No, that was a different one. They were at Lawler.
Oh, okay.
No. This one was at the Hilton Amphitheater.
Or Johnny, or whoever didn't die. Johnny Van Zant's the new singer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah, that was that was definitely one of the coolest experiences.
Nice.
Know?
What about yourself, sir?
My first summer in high school after a freshman, my Aunt Brandy took me to Ozfest, and I saw many awesome bands. I saw like Rob Zombie, Killswitch Engage, Mushroomhead, Zakk Wylde.
This was like right after eighth grade for you? Is that what you said?
Right after freshman year in high school.
Freshman year.
So ninth.
Eighth grade, a friend of mine's uncle bought us tickets to a show. It was Tiffany with New Kids on the Block, so you win. You definitely win on that when it comes to my answer. Let's see. Back to you, though. What would be the last meal you eat?
Shit.
Your last meal.
My last meal.
You're going to Mars.
It's cheap and fatty, but I like biscuits and gravy.
Nice.
A lot.
C&G. Nice.
Yes.
Solid answer.
You know, honestly, my grandma used to make this dish. It was called cavadillos. It's a little pasta, and she made it by hand.
Mm.
And unfortunately, she's no longer with us. So,
and nobody makes it quite right.
Right. If I could have one thing in the world, you can have all your fancy restaurants, you can have, you know, whatever, but if I could have one thing made just right for my last meal, it'd probably be that.
Nice. That's an excellent answer. You kind of win on that question.
sorry, biscuits and gravy.
Yeah. Biscuits and gravy.
You didn't really
good,
stand a chance.
We still love you, though.
But grandma's food. Bathroom door, open or closed when you're taking it up?
Depends on if I'm home alone.
Okay.
Closed because my dad used to call me to the bathroom and beg me to give him a hug and a kiss while he was sitting on the toilet. All of my brothers.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it was weird.
So how many of you turned out to be like gay fetishists that were into scat?
That's not how you become gay, Ricky. Okay. You know it.
You know. Let's see. All right, I'm going to go with it. Moving into the sex portion of the quiz. When you're searching the internet for inspiration, what are your favorite keywords?
What do you mean by inspiration?
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks.
Whoa.
Gilf. Dilf. BBW.
Okay,
MMS,
we get we,
Big and Busty. Lemon Party.
We get it.
Blue Waffle.
Okay,
Curry
that's
high,
no, that's
shaved,
enough.
Shaved. Big Bush. Double threesome.
I'd have to say I like the older ladies. Like MILF, like 40s, 30s, 40s, like a mom. Like a hot mom.
Hey, don't judge. You're gay. Anthony, same question.
You know,
what are your favorite keywords?
Well, I mean, cougar's always good. You know, I've always had a soft spot for redheads.
Okay.
You know, blondes. You know, it just depends.
Your mood of the day.
Yeah, always white chicks.
Always white. I've never been into the Asians or, you know, the other ethnicities.
You're not, what do they call it? What is it? Multiracial?
No. Multi-ethnic?
Interracial.
Interracial.
Interracial. That's a button, too, I've been told.
Now, Anthony, since we're on the topic of sex, please be relating to us the age and circumstances of the first time you made love to a woman.
16.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was after homecoming, after the homecoming football game.
Oh, big man.
Yeah.
Did you guys win or lose?
We won.
He won.
I won.
And then, damn. Yeah.
Touchdown and touchdown.
He rocks so hard because he's not a mortal man.
And where did you ask him where I was? Like in a bedroom
or a car? Like, yeah.
Yeah, it was at my buddy's house. You know, they all split to go somewhere else, and I was like,
"Oh,
nope.
You all divvied up the house?
Nope,
kind of thing.
I'm staying here. Well, let's go. Nope." Mm-mm.
Did you do it in his parents' bedroom?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Living room couch?
No, it was a spare room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
A little propriety, a little bit. how about you, sir?
I was 17. I was sleeping on my Aunt Brandy's bed with my girlfriend at the time. And it was
your Aunt Brandy must have been cool as
damn.
Hell.
Yeah, she really was. Yeah. She was a badass. Best 10 seconds of my life.
Are you a clamper? No. Let's see. Where would you haunt?
Where would I hunt?
Haunt.
And
upon
when you
your
come
death,
back as a ghost.
Where would you haunt?
If you came back as a ghost.
You get to pick.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I'd haunt one of my guitars or something. Torment some bastard that's not treating it.
That's
right.
A great answer.
Yeah, fuck.
Anthony.
My favorite fishing spot to keep those fucking assholes out of.
Yeah. The guy you want to beat up. Yeah. The guy you'd punch. I have one, Roy.
All right, go, Nick. Go.
Okay, Bobo. You're on your own buddy road trip movie. Who's a celebrity you picked to star with you in that movie?
Jack Black. He's my favorite.
Nice. Anthony?
Matthew McConaughey, because he's going to make that trip. All right, all right, all
right. Right.
Funny story is our bass player, depending on his hair length, is either Lieutenant Dan or Matthew McConaughey.
Gary Sinise or
oh, man, it's bad.
There's so much more between those two people than hair length.
You're Dave Kellers.
Damn.
All right, we're going to go one last question, and we're going to go to our rapid fires. But say you're being led to a gas chamber by a clown. What comedian would you like to play that clown?
Eddie Izzard?
Eddie Izzard? Eddie Izzard is a clown. That's cool. That's fucked up. Good job.
I don't know. Rodney Dangerfield might make a big one. Especially leading you to the gas chamber. Hey!
Hey! You don't get no respect. All right, Nick, you want to lead? I got a couple I could lead off with.
You want to do a couple rapid fires?
All right. Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons? Go.
Richard Simmons.
Rip Taylor.
Donkey or Walrus?
Walrus.
Donkey, they kick harder.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Beatles.
Circumcised or not?
Circumcised.
Not circumcised.
What?
I'm
it's
circumcised.
A sea cucumber.
Circumcised. It won't stop looking at me. He's over there like, hey, you want a peanut?
He's crying. Right.
Rapid fire.
Star Trek or Star Wars?
Thanks. Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
Ginger.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Cancer.
Rick?
Who would you do? Caitlyn Jenner or Chaz Bono?
Chaz Bono has bigger tits.
I thought Jenner's hair looked pretty good last time I saw him.
okay.
Gotta have something to wipe it up with.
Television or books?
Television.
I'm sick of TV.
Weed or beer?
Both.
Beer.
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew.
What's worse? I'll go with the Mountain Dew.
I'll take the crab juice. Oh, wait. Nickelback or Coldplay?
Nickelback.
Oh, yeah, I hate Coldplay.
Coldplay makes me turn
you
yellow.
You seem like Nickelback guys.
Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Good man.
That is the
Good
correct
man.
Answer.
All right. That is herpes. Just a couple more. Let's see.
Puke or diarrhea?
That's a good one.
What was the first one?
Puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Beat up or arrested?
I took mine.
Arrested. A few times.
I can take an ass whooping.
Beat up. Arrested and beat up.
Bet
okay.
you can.
Backdoor entrance or exit?
Backdoor entrance.
What? No, that's the wrong answer.
He's uncut and he wants to fuck people in the ass. You don't even know this guy.
Or he wants an uncut guy to fuck him up the ass. Could go the
I didn't know
way.
This was a gay question.
Well, you answered it.
Rick, was that your question?
The blue knot's just a little tighter, that's all.
Just want to know if he's comfortable.
Blue waffle or lemon party?
Blue waffle. What's a lemon party?
Look it up on the internet when we're done, son.
Okay. I don't know either of those things are either.
Look them both up on the internet. Oh. Take your safety search off.
Okay. Both derogatory.
All right. So
what? Bukkake or golden shower?
Bukkake? Wait. I'll give my money shot to anyone willing to sit there and take it.
No. I think it means you take it.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to pick. Which would you rather
I'd rather get pissed on.
Yeah, I'll get pissed on.
I didn't know that's what that question meant.
As usual, we just don't explain anything.
Yeah, we let them interpret it.
That's why it's rapid, right?
It. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gosh, it really works better rapid when I
have
a list in front
this
of me.
This has been a really close horror.
No, let me
oh,
do
yeah,
one
more
last question.
One more.
Because they both said Beatles, and you both said Star
no,
Wars.
They said opposite.
And Nickelback.
Okay, if you could live in a world with either... Nickelback
he fucks this up all the time.
Oh wait, no. Either, yeah.
Fuck you, Nick.
If you could live in a world with either,
he's making it up as he goes along.
Lucky for Nick, he is not alone.
You could have Leonard Skinner, or
his
you could
friends
have
know better. But Nick feels like exploring.
Or you could have. Not the Allman Brothers band.
Nick doesn't stop
but
to
you
think
can't have both.
It's too late.
Which is the same as asking Leonard Skinner or Allman Brothers band.
Leonard Skinner. Oh, Jesus Christ.
We were all that way for that.
Skinner.
All right.
Allman Brothers.
They split on that.
Here's
good.
The question Nick was trying to say. Living in a world you can only have the Beatles or Star Wars. Pick one.
Beatles.
Beatles.
Okay.
Shit.
You're in the same universe together forever. Oh, all right.
And there will be no Star Wars.
Your lover, your mother, or your brother trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first?
My mother.
What? No. Girlfriend. Family, bros before hoes, man.
You don't know my mom, dude.
That was a good quiz. All right.
Let me write some things down here and add and...
The computer's calculating.
My calculator that I always carry. My slide rule that's always in my pocket. I'm going to have to say, wow, it was a really close race. But with 15,655 points, Bobbo, you come in as the runner-up because your good friend Anthony got 57 points.
Wow.
Really, really
like
close
a margin
race.
Of 4,000 points or something there.
Something.
Good like job, that. Anthony.
Yeah, it was real close.
As a reward.
I need a cigarette. As a reward, you guys can play a song.
Actually, right. Could you double up and play two songs?
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Oh, yeah. All right. Oops. Goodbye. 1, 2, ready, and... Thank you.
fishing poles on a river bank, talking about the one that got away. Brothers bound to a fishing hole. That secret spot, now I was alone, telling our best stories today. Time has passed, our faces aged, letting go's the hardest thing. Because of you, I know that I've been changed. Just the other day I saw your smile. I never thought I'd never see you again. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, man, I lost my best friend. We brought your pole down today. Sat alone on the riverbank, letting go's the hardest thing. Because of you, I know that I've been changed.
It's really sad.
Very nice and pretty.
Thank you.
Brought a tear to my eye. Now I need to drink whiskey.
No.
Because, well, I should. That's not a tear. That from sadness. That's because the whiskey burned my throat. I'm not crying about your song or nothing. No. It's the whiskey. Ooh, it's powerful moonshine.
Yeah,
that's good. You pass some of that over here.
I could use a sip.
Oh yeah, let's pass that moonshine around. Yeah, Canadian moonshine.
Whiskey. Thank you, man.
Anthony, you want some of that?
Yeah, please.
Nice. Straight from Canada.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah, I had to smuggle it over the border, you know, with the feds all on us about prohibition.
It's not Canadian. It's not Canadian Club?
No, that'd be the Southern, the Seagram's family.
Okay.
But the good stuff, the VO.
Yummy.
Okay.
Not the cheap old Seven Crown, but the good stuff, the VO.
That shit didn't make me twitch.
So. That's smooth. Yeah, that Jameson make you twitch.
Yeah, your Popeye.
Roy drinks the good stuff.
You want us to do a second one?
Yeah, let's
do
another one.
Let's have another one up real quick.
All right.
Everyone tune.
Do trouble.
Is everybody tuned up?
I could probably use a tune.
Yeah, the 9-year-old who can't play shit is the one telling us to tune.
She just needs a left-handed guitar, Rory. She's not fucking.
No, she's not fucking. You're right.
Not fucking. Jimi Hendrix, that's what I can think of.
We're like 10 more years, dude.
Shut up, Nick.
No. Don't get weird.
Oh, God, it's so true.
It's inevitability. She's 9. Lucky. In 10 years, she will. Let's hear a song.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it.
1, 2, ready, and... I drink white lightning from a mason jar. I pull it down from the sky. I like my women faster than my cars. I kiss the dice and roll again. And trouble's bound to find me wherever I may roam. 3 sheets to the wind, I ain't coming home from this troublesome road. I'm gonna take my chances right into the storm. There's nothing in this world that won't take its toll. The odds against me are 1,000,000 to 1. And this road is troublesome. This road is troublesome. 3 and put the saddle on the horse's back. Got no time and you cut no slack. It's time to ride. Hammer down on a loaded gun. Shot from a barrel and bone to run. All through the night. Yeah. I'm gonna take my chances right into the storm. There's nothing in this world that won't take its toll. The odds against me are 1,000,000 to 1. And this road is troublesome. This road is troublesome. Nothing in this world that won't take it so. The odds against me are 1,000,000 to 1. And this road is troublesome. This road is troublesome.
Damn, yeah. Moonshine and white lightning. See, it all segues
your
perfectly.
Vocals, man. Beautiful.
Thanks, man.
Your voice is so good.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, and then your backing vocals, too, with the harmony. That's fucking bad.
Thanks, man.
Dude.
So what are the possibilities you guys are going to be, like, getting out there under the spotlight again anytime this year?
Well, yeah, you know, right now we got the Loudest Folk coming up. And then
with our friend Spike.
Yeah, we're doing
this month or April.
We're doing
April
in April, and then we're doing okay. the
Yeah, April 20th through the 25th, we're doing a little tour thing.
Yeah, we're going on the Loudest Folk Tour with Spike.
Oh, on the tour, nice. Not just a picnic. You're actually,
very cool.
Okay.
And then
you get 5 days in.
That'll be fun.
And then, right now, we're working on our EP, and once we're done with that, then we'll be back into the local circuit.
Good.
It's just we've been touring off of Aces and Eights for the past couple years now, and before we get out, we just want to get something new to
have
people.
Something fresh.
Yeah. You know, and we've got a whole record recorded that's just being mixed right now. So we'll release those tracks and we'll release the new EP, and the plan is to just flood the market with as much new music as possible.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
And have that shit ready for you when you go on your tour.
Yeah.
So you can sell it.
Well, maybe.
Who needs another beer?
Hey!
Oh, it's the landlord. The landlord's here.
Shit, hide the weed. Right.
You guys better be behaving.
Hide the hookers. Well, no, wait. Throw the hookers at him.
Evan from Aversion Therapy, just
hey, good
and,
to see,
and owner
Pinky,
of
Pinky
the
Polanski
facilities,
house.
The house. Oh, hey, welcome to the show, Evan. It's good to see you, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm the beer fairy.
The beer fairy.
Oh, yeah.
But hey, as those things happen, please get back in touch with me. You know,
oh yeah,
I love
for sure.
I got a column I could review the CD, and I'd love to have you guys maybe come down to my first Fridays at Foxy Olive 1 month and be my guest.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yes, please.
Also, how can people find you on the internet?
There you go. Nick's the smart one.
They can look us up. You know, Reverb Nation, Sil Shodo on Reverb. Robert has his own.
Spell that out for people.
Silshoda.
What does that mean?
It
means fuck off. I don't know.
So the
control the spice.
Our original band name was From Ashes to Eternity, and it was just way too long. We took the acronym Fate, and then we got contacted by another band, and they were like, "Hey, listen, you guys need to change your name."
We're furthering all temptation
right
everywhere.
And so
we made up a word.
Yeah. And we basically
there
basically
you go.
The Robert had found some saying for strength and unity
mm-hmm.
in like Slovak or Slovakian or whatever, and we gave it to our manager at the time, and he came back with Sil Shoda on the merch. And we're like, what is this? This is not what it is. He's like, yeah, it is. That's what you told me. He wrote it down wrong. And he came back
like
with our first merch
a whole
order.
Run of shit.
And you just kept it?
Yep, we were like,
yeah,
we
dude.
Just roll with it.
Let's run with
this. That's pretty awesome. That
it's
is
cool because
awesome.
Like, what is? I don't know what that means, but it sounds cool.
It's so truly unique. That.
You know, and it's really funny.
Made up?
And
it's fucking, you play
thing,
telephone.
The thing I really enjoy about it sometimes is when we get to a venue. Like, we were playing at the Alley one night with Framing Hanley. You know who Framing Hanley is?
Mm-mm.
That no. Like, emo,
another made-up name?
That emo band that covered that Lil Wayne song, Lollipop. You know what I'm talking about?
Vaguely, I remember
so
that.
We're
not
50 Cent.
It's no.
I don't know.
So, it's Chapin had called us, and, you know, Chapin's a very good friend of ours.
Sure.
And anytime he would call us and be like, hey, I need you to do this show, we'd be like, all right, man, we'll be there.
Right.
So, he goes, I need another band for this bill. And I'm like, well, what is it? And he goes, well, it's a bunch of emo bands. But he's like, I'll get you drunk. And I'm like, all right, we'll be there. No problem.
Cool.
So we show up, and it's all the kids with the swooped hair. And their
sure.
sister,
and
their,
skinny
and
they
jeans.
Accidentally bleached part of their face.
Their sister's jeans and, you know, their sister's makeup. And so we walk in. We walk
glitter.
In with the name Sil Shoda. And we
I
walk
think they look
in
cool.
Shit for commies.
We walk in with... torn up jeans and cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah.
So, you know, it works, you know.
And then did you proceed to tear it up?
Yeah. You know, it was a fun show, you know. And all those bands and, you know, I mean, aside from, you know, makeup and stuff, all those bands were really cool dudes.
Yeah.
You know, and Framing Hanley was from Nashville.
Mm.
And so we introduced them to Jameson Shots with Pickleback.
Oh yeah, Pickleback.
They never heard of that before. That's not a southern thing.
That's cool. Not something in the Midwest.
No. And so we drank all the Jameson.
Nice.
Hey, that's something to be proud of. Tell your mom about.
So let me just go back to the point. Reverb Nation.
Yeah, reverbnation.com/Sil Shota. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to reverbnation.com/Robert Clark, mm-hmm, because he has his own profile page.
Yeah,
on
I'd
there.
Go by Bobbo too if I were you.
Or I go with Bobbo. It's Robert James Clark, but yeah, I go by Bobbo.
That's a serial killer name when you put the middle name in there. It makes you either a serial killer or an assassin. Never and use then, your middle name.
And then okay. you can get us on Facebook. Just type in Sil Shota. Our friends page is Sil Shota, and then our music page is Sil Shota Music.
Okay.
You can do the Instagram thing, Sil Shota Music.
They'll show up in a Google result. Click
basically,
on all
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're the only fucking thing that shows up when you type in Sil Shota. Yeah. That was kind of the point.
You're the number one Sil
Shota. That was kind of the point.
Yeah. That's actually really good. I got to remember that in the future. What should we name our home-based business? I don't know. Make it up.
Yeah, exactly. Squeedily Bop.
What does that mean?
You got some refrigerator magnets? That'll fucking work.
Magnets. How do they work, man? All right. Nick, what do you got coming up this weekend? Oh,
okay.
Wait.
Well, tonight and tomorrow and Saturday this week is the big sex, drugs, and rock and roll at Good Luck
Woo.
McBeth. Get your tickets in advance. They're going to sell out. I'm pretty sure Thursday and Friday are sold out right now. But I'm not sure, actually. Go fucking find
Thursday
out.
Thursday still had seats open when I purchased tickets at 10 a.m. on Monday.
Okay. Okay.
But
good.
If it's Thursday, you're probably shit out of luck.
Who knows? Let's see. Roxy Colley will be playing April 2nd with a band from Seattle called Amsterdam at Jub Jub's.
Roxy Colley, would yeah. they possibly be the guest next week on the show?
Oh, are we?
No, 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, we're
next week.
April
we
4th.
Don't have a guest.
Oh, we don't.
We're taking it off for Easter.
Oh, okay. We're taking it off for Jesus. So
yeah.
All right. Well, then you guys, this show will run for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
it'll be the first
airplay.
Show people hear. You can go back in the archives too, folks, and you can look up all these
that
old
little
shows.
Calendar on the top of the screen there.
Do the search bar. Look for the band that you want to hear that's been on our show. Boom.
Fuck.
It takes you right to the episode.
I get next Monday off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We discussed this months ago.
Jesus Very cool. loves everyone, but Uncle Rick is his favorite.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Honey, what did we tell you about lying?
Jesus died for your sins.
So get your money's worth.
Amen.
That's right. And that's pretty much all I want to plug for now.
Rick, who do you
Oh,
got?
Wait, except for Mary Anarchy in May.
Oh, yeah.
20th, 21st.
Speaking of people getting hit by cars, our beneficiary at Mary Anarchy this year
yeah,
is Mr. Kula Dunn, who is hit by a fucking car.
And hit and run.
Hit and run.
Broke
bad.
Both his legs.
Yeah.
He's been nursing himself back to health like a fucking champ. We've
been seeing him walking around the neighborhood with his sister lately.
He's been hurt since last Mary Anarchy.
Yeah.
Right? So we really got to get this on.
Yeah, yeah. This is for Kula.
But I have seen Kula walking around the neighborhood with one of those little wheeled walkers that you put tennis balls on. And his sister. And, you know, he's, hey, how you doing, good spirits? But, I mean, you know the man's, like, just struggling to stay upright and in constant pain.
Yeah.
So, and Kula, you know, you might not know Kula, but Kula has cleaned up after you.
Absolutely.
If you've drank in Reno over the last decade, Kula has cleaned up after you. He comes in all the bars, and he's the pickup guy.
And if you think the janitor at Jub Jub's has health insurance.
Yeah, you're smooth.
We need to give this dude some money, dude.
Yeah.
So
Obama hasn't
out.
Been president that long.
You can go to the events page. There's a Mary Anarchy Day 1 and Day 2, two separate events.
Starting later
Friday and
this
Saturday.
Year.
A little bit.
More relaxed.
Fridays at 5 o'clock.
Right.
Saturdays at 3 o'clock. So it really isn't that much different. I thought it was going to be, but it turns out there are a couple people I forgot, a couple black dudes I forgot to put on the list, right? And they're all, motherfucker, like, how come I'm not on the list yet? I'm all, oh, man, I forgot to put you right here at the end in a really sweet spot.
Thomas
Sorry,
Plunkett going to kick your ass.
Yeah. There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
We do have a couple of black dudes in the show this year, yeah. And you'll also get to see the debut of a band called One Ton Dooley.
That's right, with the spectacular bass sounds of one Reverend Rory Dowd.
I'm going to play a bass. It's going to be cool.
That's right, because I get to play drums.
And you know, it's just, it's Merry Anarchy. I do what I want.
Yeah, and you can get to hear Riku and
Princess
my friend
Bomb.
Dylan, him and his 9-year-old guys open in the show. They're called Junk, and then Princess Bomb's right after that.
Rad.
So, ba-bam.
Very kid-friendly Friday.
Junk starts Friday. Hopefully come early, man. Get off work, you know, an
hour
early and get down to Jubs.
If you have kids in that 7 to 12 age set and never come to Merry Anarchy because you have kids in that age set, bring them down. There's going to be kids singing and playing.
Yeah.
Merry
and as soon as,
Anarchy was
it's
awesome.
It's a fundraiser. Don't let them sit at the bar.
Yeah, and as soon as the kid show's done, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Puff, puff, give Mother Trucker.
Honey, not in front of others.
Puff, puff, give Uncle Nick.
Not in front of other people, Riku.
Rad.
Like I said, 10 years, I'll puff puff give.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you will not talk to me about your sex life. Rick, what do you have coming up?
Shit.
I'm going out of town to visit with the family, and I was going to race back to town to be able to make the show, and now I don't have to.
Yay!
So I always spend Easter with the California family, and this is the first Easter with the California family with the patriarch and matriarch of our family passed away. So it's a fun, sad, we're all going to get together and keep it up.
Chocolate,
so.
Bitter chocolate, sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So no,
I've got nothing going on this weekend, but on the first Friday of April, that'd be April 1st, I've got Mr. Tim Fink joining me at the Foxy Olive, so you should come check that out.
And it's not a joke.
No,
April 4th.
He
it's
really
for real.
Let me check the text here. Where is his fucking text, man? It doesn't matter. Tim Fink. Yeah, Tim Fink, the slam dance juggalo of Hate Recorder. That's who will be appearing with me.
Ooh, that sounds juicy.
I don't know that he is a juggalo or is going to be slam dancing, but that's what we're putting on the flyer. Tim,
nice.
The slam dance juggalo Fink of Hate Recorder. A pretty good, Rito, like kind of post-punk, a bit of a noisy, screamy band, but a good hard guitar rock behind it.
Cool.
And Tim's been an open micer since way back in the 90s, so it'll be fun to have him on the stage with me, Foxy Olive.
Cool. We should get him in on the show, too.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about it. Okay, cool. One thing at a time.
Mr. Dowd, none of those people are your friends.
Yeah, but they kiss my ass because I have a show.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a wonderful time having you here.
Let's go out with a song.
Oh, yeah. We are going to go out with a song. One more song by Sil Shota. But for everybody here at the studio, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Mr. Dogwater Dick, and all of the interns, and Chewbacca, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd telling you, life is short, but I love you. So good night, ladies.
Happy Easter.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. I'm good enough. Wonder where you'd be. Like setting sail on an open course across the sea, flying your own jet plane up in the clouds. Your smile always tells me that it's something you don't think about. Do you know that I'd be lost till you were found on this earth wandering, swallowing my doubt. Do you wonder where you'd be if you'd never met me? 'Cause I know right where I'd be. I'd be spending my whole life searching for you. Searching for you. Searching for you. Photographs around the house life's history tells a story I can't live without. Means everything to me, like our first time in San Francisco under the Macy's tree. I never thought I'd realize just how lucky I could be. Do you know that I'd be lost till you were found on this earth wandering, swallowing my doubt? Do you wonder where you'd be if you'd never met me? 'Cause I know right where I'd be. I'd be spending my whole life searching for. I'd get on my knees and crawl across the earth for you. I'd set you free like a bird with wings, only if you asked me to. Do you wonder where you'd be if you'd never met me? 'Cause I know right where I'd be. I'd be spending my whole life searching for you.
Nice.
That's right.
Hey, will you do one request for me? Do a Stevie Lynch song?
A Stevie Lynch? Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, nice. Cool. Rick, you still rolling?
Yep.
Cool.
Everyone knows Jesus, that guy who healed the lame. Well, I am Jesus' brother. Craig is my name. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Lamb. Jesus is the Son of God. But Craig don't give a damn. Because when Jesus is praying...
Let me find the one that I know.
Okay.
Move
this back a little bit because I don't want your guitar to connect.
I can do this one without fucking it up.
All right, cool.
Okay.
Oh, this is the one I actually wanted anyway.
Okay.
I would have took Craig, though. I love that one, too.
Watch him run. Watch him fall. Watch him try to catch a ball. Olympics. Special Olympics. Watch him laugh, watch him drool, watch him fall into the pool that's diving. At the Special Olympics. And I know full well that I will burn in hell. But those guys playing wheelchair basketball's gotta be about the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. The Special Olympics.
Verse 2.
Kid with Downs wins the race, even though he stood in place Olympics. Special Olympics. From his neck, gold medals hung, resting on his giant tongue. Olympics. The Special Olympics. All right, we're gonna get serious, kinda. But I kid when I sing. 'Cause these games are a beautiful thing. Okay, maybe I'm just avoiding karma 'cause my kid could grow up and be blind and retarded. When I'm retired, he'll be off to spend all my time.
Where?
At the Special Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics?
What?
Not being retarded.
Oh, da 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 da.
Hey!
Where did you meet those awful people?
The Gorgeous Studios.
I am not retarded!
Say hi to microphone.